Someone's been absent for a little while. Her name is Good Time Gab. She's back. She's back here helping us out here at Wednesday Drive. And not only that, but she's here with, what do we call it? Cheap Sydney Open.
Yeah, we're still calling it that, Cheap Sydney Open.
I love it. That's the best title ever.
Yeah, anything that's cheap to do in Sydney is pretty rare and exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
So we want to promote that as much as we can.
Do you think people are a bit also saving money this time of year? Because, you know, Christmas time, New Year's, going out, it's an expensive time.
Yeah. Like, and blueberries.
Blueberries, avocados, mangoes.
Shandies, hot chips. Oh, there's a lot to spend your money on.
But Good Time Gab is here to reveal some of the cheaper /free things that are coming up this coming weekend.
Yeah, there's a few things happening this weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like Sydney, like, you kind of forget that there's just so many good venues that have great music that's free. And it's kind of hard. You kind of forget. You're like, oh, there's all these gigs going on. I can't afford it. It's like $50 to $80 or $180 like Laneway was.
Yes.
But there's also really good, like, really good Australian bands that play for free. And there's a really good live Courtyard session happening this Friday at the Seymour Centre.
Yeah, there's a whole summer series. Yeah. All the Courtyard sessions, they did it the last couple of years. And it's pretty nice on a summer evening to pop down.
It's so nice there. And it's kid-friendly and dog-friendly. And there's, like, games that you can play for the kids, like little vintage arcade games. And there's a bar. And they've got a great little, like, stage set up that's also really nice. And it goes from 6 till 9.
Yep.
Ow. Oh. That's my knee.
Just kicking the desk. It's all right.
They've got this year. They're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Mardi Gras Festival, so they're sort of supporting the LGBTQI community. And Friday, a girl called Lady Lion is playing, actually with her whole band.
Yeah, and I looked her up. She's a bit of a country / folky singer, but she's from Sydney. Lady Lion, Lyon. She's playing down there. What's it, Friday night?
Friday night, yep, from 6 till 9. Mm-hmm. And you can just come down and sit up. It's really pretty out there. Have you been down there? You just
I
did
have.
It too.
I live really close to the Seymour Centre.
Yeah.
So it's I walk down that way all the time. If I'm going to Glebe or if I'm going to the park, it's a nice little spot. Just on the corner of sort of Cleveland Street and City Road, if you know where those streets are. And there's a whole great lineup, like I was saying, every Friday night pretty much. You've got Kid Heron next week and part of Mardi Gras and a special Fair Day edition. They're going to have Rachel Maria Cox down there on the 18th of Feb. So very cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. So nice to just like sit outside and have a little drink and watch the music and no pressure. You don't have to buy tickets. You can kind of just rock up and sit outside. And
the forecast for Friday, just in case you wanted to
know. Good one.
29 degrees.
Ooh, balmy.
Beautiful.
Beautiful for a cold one and some Lady Lion. Lovely.
That's it.
And look, the movies at the moment have been off the hook. Really, really good selection of movies at the moment.
It's Oscar time.
Oscar time. But it's also pricey time. When you want to go and see all these movies and they're like, you know, 20 bucks or more when you get all the goods. But the Palace Central at Chippendale, you know that new big,
opposite the studios,
opposite
right
us,
here, yeah.
$5 movie tickets and bottomless popcorn.
That is the best part. Now, I did this. I went and saw I, Tonya at Palace Central last week with the bottomless popcorn thing. I was just like blowing my mind.
But how does that work?
But the thing is, you've got to get up. In the middle of the movie, go and line up and get your popcorn.
See, I find it already annoying when people are eating their popcorn.
Do you?
I can't imagine.
And actually, the guy next to me was like, I was eating my popcorn. I love popcorn. Like, every 2 seconds, shoving it in my mouth. And I felt like he might have been getting annoyed with me because I was scraping the bottom of the box.
And then getting up every 5 minutes to
Didn't. I had a big popcorn. I was going to fill up. and then I finished it and I thought, if I get up now and cut in front of him and go and fill it up and come back and eat it again, he's going to punch me. So I didn't do it.
I'm the kind of person that's really annoying and brings like...
Oh, your own snacks.
BYO snacks. Yeah. Actually, sometimes even dinner. Like, full set up. That's how pov I am.
As long as it's not stinky and make everyone else want
I wouldn't
it, like,
bring
fried
like,
chicken.
A korma or like any kind of weird curry that's just like... Or anything too loud and crunchy. But yeah, look, $5 movie tickets is pretty rare. And, you know, all the great blockbusters. And you can get $5 Prosecco, as I said, bottomless popcorn. So pretty sweet deal there.
Very cool.
That's just... On the corner of George and what's that one? The other one? We don't know. But it's
Broadway.
Broadway. That's it. Also, this weekend, on Saturday and Sunday. Oh, actually, sorry. Let me just start that again. Did you know that Serbia is the largest exporter of raspberries in the world?
What?
Almost 95% of raspberries sold in the world originate from Serbia.
I did not know this.
How crazy is that?
I'm even a quarter Serbian. I should know this.
Oh, what? How did you know? And also, how good are raspberries?
They are the best fruit after passion fruit. But passion fruit and raspberries together are perfect.
Oh, so good. Raspberries and cream?
Yeah, raspberries and cream.
Yogurt?
So,
that fun fact
segues into
the Serbian festival happening in Darling Harbour this weekend.
Hey.
From the 9th to the 10th of February.
Oh, it's a two-day thing.
It's a two-day thing.
Okay.
It's free.
Right.
And there's going to be, obviously, heaps of traditional Serbian food, mm-hmm. beer and wine. There's going to be music. It sounds like it's going to be
They're my peeps.
I should go down.
I can't speak a word of Serbian. I don't even have anyone in my family who's around now. But, yeah, no, it sounds good anyway. Some good dancing. Look, 300 performers. Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
It's a whole shebang. It's going to be the whole deal.
Very nice. Speaking of festivals, I'll chuck one in here. This is a Halal Expo on at Rose Hill Gardens this weekend. For the whole price of $6.86, you can go to the Halal Festival.
Wow.
I thought that was a pretty good
deal.
And
what happens there?
Local, international exhibits, food stalls, product demonstrations, Islamic entertainment and amusements, and speakers, the whole shebang.
Fantastic.
There we go. Now, we can transition this little chat. You might have another one, but I'll talk to you.
No,
I've got
continue.
One here. There's a exhibition called All We Can't See, illustrating the Nauru files in conversation. I'm just bringing this up because we're talking about this later on in the show. But it's also a free chat on Saturday, 2:30 to 3:30. This is on down at the Yellow House Gallery in Potts Point.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I just thought I'd bring it up because we're talking about it later.
Perfect.
What else you got?
Also happening this Friday, not to get in the way of seeing Lady Lion, obviously.
Oh, you can do this after.
You can do this after. Yeah. This is $10, though. This is the Carriage Works Night Market. So if you feel like being a little bit, you know, bougie, you can go down there and there's going to be huge 60 stall holders.
Yeah.
It's going to be massive. There's going to be lots of wines and different beers and cooking demos, live music, artwork. It's going to be pretty massive.
Yeah. I've been to the last couple of these because it's down the road from my house and they've gotten bigger and bigger every time. They're sort of expanding now into the parts of the building as well as underneath.
Oh, right. Oh, like, into the...
into the Carriage Works buildings and stuff. Now, there's been complaints in the past that it's been too big because it's too many people come to these things. But my suggestion to you is to go early, right at the start.
Right.
Right at the beginning before everyone turns up. Because if you turn up like... You know, 7:30. That's the time everyone goes. It's just ridiculous.
And it's still packed with a $10 cover charge thing.
Yeah.
And people still.
I know.
Wow.
It was free originally. And then they thought, maybe we should charge. And then they charged and it was still packed. And it's pretty full on.
I haven't been. So can you sit and kind of like have
your dinner
and your
wine? That is an issue.
There's
not a lot of places to sit down. Right. There's lots of great food, but there's just not enough places to just, you know, congregate. Then they did put a whole seating area in one of the pavilion areas. But then it was really empty area. It was just weird. I don't know. It is good, but I feel like they're still working it out.
Yeah. It's such an amazing space, Carriage Works. It's just beautiful and it's so big and vast, so it's sort of hard to figure out how to navigate through all that.
Probably.
But the Carriage Works on Saturday are always really good, so that's not bag it out too much. Then also this whole of February, there's a new festival celebrating female-led Indigenous cultural voices.
I talked about this already.
Oh, did you?
It's amazing, isn't it? Look, the lineup is ridiculous.
Yeah, the lineup's so good. So this weekend is Bloodwood restaurant, chef, food, and then they've got music and DJs, and it is free.
It's called Sunset 20 Degrees North.
That's it.
It's on at Barangaroo Reserve. Last week we had Sampa the Great and Wallace and GL and Katie Baker. It was a ridiculous lineup. And this is all free.
That's what's crazy. It's all free.
And this time you can see DJ Ebony Badu, who's awesome, Tandy Phoenix, who I love, Pira on Saturday, Mamakin Spender and Inner West Voices. And then on Sunday you can see cooking demonstrations, but then you can watch Tess live as well.
And there's Aboriginal weaving and drum making and language workshops. So it's running
for
the whole month.
Yeah, I hope it goes well because it's one of these free events that Sydney really needs to embrace, and with such a great lineup, there's no reason why people wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Again, if it's a nice evening, nice sunset going down, you get a really good view from up on that point as well. It's a great idea. Gab, there's lots that's going on. You're saying nothing's going on this weekend.
No, you're right. There's heaps. Sydney's got a lot to offer. And if you've got a bit more extra cash, there's lots of other gigs and things going on. But these things are bloody great. Cheap, free. Yep. What else can you ask for?
Exactly.
Who would want to go to Melbourne?
What? Melbourne? Don't bring up that dirty name here. You're on 2SER. Thank you, Gab.
Thank you.